It was 16 years ago, a transformer explosion contaminated Parker Theater, Kirkendall Science Building, and Bliss Cape and Gage and Scudder dormitories. While the state spent millions to clean PCBs, activist Coppolino says any level of PCB in a building is not safe. College spokesman Eric Gullickson says folks shouldn't worry.
From visitors to students and workers that are on campus, they're not being exposed to elevated contamination on campus by PCBs. And this conclusion is based on the results of long-term and ongoing testing.
Coppolino would like the dorms closed for an extensive study, then knocked down and replaced.
They refer to the tests that they do have, not the tests that they don't have. And they are, in my view, making assertions that they cannot substantiate.
He says test results leave out details where cleaning was done. On campus, he is finding freshmen unaware of the issue and others having heard rumors. He's put together the website dioxindorms.com. Junior Jenna Dern, president of the SUNY New Paltz chapter of Synthesis, finds reaction mixed.
They ask what they can do, and you know, we just tell them that they can write letters to the governor, they can write letters to the school, they can call the school and complain.
The college had officials in each of the four dorms to answer questions. The school has a link on its website, newpaltz.edu. Linda Rossner, WKNY News.